we can be our own best friend. When I think of my best friend, I usually think of Swamiji, Pooja Swamiji. Because I can always go to him. He will invariably be glad to see me. And if I have any problems, he is never critical. He just wants to help. He's interested in what I'm doing. I always feel loved by him. He's really solid as a best friend. I think that's, and you also have been a best friend to, can think of who. I think I'm the best friend to my cat. And to others also, but I know she can always count on me. If she needs something, I'll always be there to help her. I'm always happy to see her. I'm sure I'm her best friend. And I may be a best friend to people in my life that are close to me. You can think for yourself. Who are those people or pets or animals or plants in your life? That you're really a best friend to. Where you really care and you respect them, enjoy them. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Want to help. So we have best friends, and we also are best friends to others. Now your own body, your own mind. Needs to have you as its best friend. We don't usually include ourselves in our group of closest friends. So as a friend, just be with your body, invoking in yourself that best friendness. Be aware of your body. Let it relax in that warmth. And be with your mind as a best friend, appreciating whatever thoughts are passing through, whatever feelings or emotions or worries might be there. As you're the witness of your mind, the attitude toward it, let that be the attitude of a friend, a best friend. Non-critical, non-judgmental, appreciative, giving the benefit of the doubt, liking yourself. I love you, and whatever problems are there, I want to help. You can say words like that. Mentally say words like that in your own way to your body and to your mind. Finding that part in yourself that really means that. And now looking inside to the little ones inside, in your unconscious, all of those parts of yourself that have been tucked away from childhood. You can just mentally address them in the same way as being their best friend, someone who they can trust to not hurt them, who only wants to love them to understand, to be present. In your own way, tell them that. And then ask them, does anyone, in your own way, ask, does anyone have anything they want to tell me? Anything that's on your mind you want me to know? Be a good listener. You listen well, but you can also talk and respond to them. all of the little ones inside for one reason or another, sometimes very simple childlike reasons. They don't feel loved in one form or another. They don't feel loved. When as that inner friend, you become aware of them, then in welcoming them, completely welcoming them, letting your own buddhi, the mind, totally relax into your own ananda, the fullness of your being. Letting you, the inner friend, really invoke the ananda of your own being. Welcoming the little ones. Into the ananda of yourself. Into their own ananda. Kind of welcoming them into a much more stable source of love. when I'm asking someone to love me, my parents to love me, my partner to love me, my friends to love me, they themselves are looking for a stable source of love. They don't have that stable source of love to always love you or love anybody for that matter. They also need to find that stable source of love so that they can be loving in a stable way. The little ones need to find that stable source of love so that they can feel loved in a stable way. I need to find a stable source of love to be able to love anyone in a stable way. In the end, I have to go to the source of love itself, which is my own being, conscious being that I am. I have to relax into my own presence. Just feel yourself relaxing into your own, just your own simple presence, your own me, your own being. Just feel any tension releasing. Feel your heart opening up, your body relaxing. Feel all the little ones inside relaxing also into your own presence. anyone's hurting inside, you can always say, it's okay, come and be with me. Be with me. Just gently shift your focus to this me, your own very intimate self. What do you mean by you say, when you say me? Its own presence, the conscious being that you are. The fullness of your own presence. This fullness that we call Ananda.